time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are talking the conversation of good grief. Now, when Jeff first presented this topic idea, he called it moving stories that move you. And I gotta be honest, at first that kind of got me thinking the year was 2017, it was summertime, and it was about a week before our first baby was gonna be born, and my wife and I made the move to this house. And I was like, that's a good moving story, because that was total chaos. And you were talking more along the lines of moving stories that move you in regards to possibly a story to which there seems there's no positive outcome, but it's used for the glory of God. Jeff.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, I was trying to think of some visuals for people to grab onto that kind of stand out. So good grief. The reason that title speaks to me is because when I was a kid, I'd hear my dad say it at the first sign of exasperation. You know, it was like, good grief.
Anytime like, something wasn't going right, per se.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, you know, just another one of those words. But when I got older and began to analyze words and meanings, it's like good grief, which are polar opposites.
Is there such a thing?
Right. But it really does exist. And so I want our podcast listeners to think about this. Certainly there are those people who, when they are stressed, pinched, when bad things happen in their life, they exude toxic, bad, just this vibe that you want to run away from.
Yeah, they respond to bad with more bad.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
I've been one of those people before, I know what you're talking about.
It's garbage, right? You're just like, oh, it's so repulsive. And you can't run away fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I would say the vast majority of people are that. I hate to say that, but it's true. They don't respond well. They aren't able to overcome not only the circumstance, but the ugliness inside of themselves.
Sure.
And then there are those few people that it's as though you took a sledgehammer to a diamond.
And they just glisten anyways.
And you smash it in every sharp fragment of that beautiful stone that has been shattered exudes beauty.
I've got a great story for that,
okay,
actually.
Okay, yeah, do it.
So there are these folks that Brittany used to babysit for. They had a sister who had a son who was born with a heart defect. And her husband were taking him to one of the children's hospitals, I want to say down south somewhere, here in Ohio, but down south. He was scheduled for a heart procedure, and they had went in, everything, you know, was good to go. And they accidentally basically washed his body with rubbing alcohol instead of saline.
Oh, my goodness.
And it killed him. And I just remember, you know, when she was telling me about it, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, these people are obviously devastated. They're going to own this hospital. And she said, no, they didn't ask him for anything. And I thought, wow, who would do that in the modern day? I mean, this has been probably five or six years ago at this point. But who in their grief, like you just said, most of us would want to inflict that same pain back that they just suffered.
Well, probably with multiples, right?
You went to yeah, yeah, of course.
It's like, you're going to suffer, buddy.
Of course. But they chose grace. And now their son's name is Trestle. And the amount of impact that little dude had after his death was just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And this same gal, his mom, when she was younger, was in some form of an accident. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she was unable to walk. And she then was able to reteach herself. She's unable to feel, but she's able to walk again.
Mm.
And I mean, you know where that came from, obviously.
Right.
The glory of God. I mean, these people are believers, definitely believers in God, but true representation of what real faith looks like, in my opinion.
These are the very stories that we love to hear and we love to tell. And if you stop and think about the ones that move us, are these people that I was trying to find some kind of, besides the diamond picture, another picture to kind of get that I don't think we've ever observed with a naked eye, maybe with telescope, but a supernova. And a supernova is a dying star. And so in its last stages, I guess its core essence fuel is burning up, and it ignites in such a way that it burns in multiples hotter than our own sun.
Mm.
Gorgeous to look at, but you're watching good grief. You're watching tragedy and hope, because in its dying, it exudes beauty.
Mm.
The point is, when you are at your wit's end, when you're stressed, when you are fractured, what do you exude? Do you exude beauty? Do people want to come around you? Do they even perceive the suffering, or do they go, in the midst of your most difficult moment, they go, it's just so good to be around you. You know what I mean? It's like, it makes you hit a pause.
I'd have to say, I don't know that that's currently me.
What do you want to be?
I would love to be that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It absolutely would, but I can't sit here and honestly say at this point in time that that is me. I think I'm more of the, that I want that tenfold revenge per se.
Right.
And it's not the right thing to be.
No.
Honestly, I think it is me.
Well, it's certainly a default for us all to be that, to be the ugliness, to exude ugliness, because I'll be honest, ugliness is within us.
Mm-hmm.
For believers, we have the Holy Spirit who is slowly over time changing us.
And that, I feel that so much, my goodness.
Yeah. And he's leading us if we'll follow his lead. I ran across a story that I want to share with you. And for those in YouTube land, what I want you to do is in a few minutes, if you can, I know some of us are driving, so you can't do that. So if you can look up on YouTube, I want to say it's with that Simon Cowell. What is that show?
American Idol?
It's not American Idol. It's the other one. America's Got Talent. That's it. It's America's Got Talent. And look up Nightbird. And it's a girl. It's her story. There's like a 5-minute version and a 7-minute version. But let me tell you the brief synopsis. This young lady looks like she weighs about 100 pounds. She's 30 years old. Her name is Jane. And when she sings, she goes by the name, the handle, Nightbird.
I wonder if it's because the name Nightbird, maybe she chose that because birds don't typically sing in darkness.
I've observed that, but I never thought about that. But yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all going, okay, so what are you here to do? And then she tells a little bit of her story. And they said, well, I'm going to sing an original song. It's called It's Okay. So that's the other part, buzzword, Nightbird song, It's Okay. You'll find it. And I want to play it for you, Tyler. But this young lady has cancer. She's got it in her spine, her lungs, and her liver at present. She's been going through treatments for a year. I want you to forget this when you listen to the song that she wrote. And it's all about how it's going to be okay. She's got a 2% chance to live.
So I'd have to take a guess without hearing it. I'm going to take a pre-hearing guess here that you would never know she's in the midst of immense suffering.
She's dying.
But you'd never know that in her words, I'm guessing, and her song.
Yeah. She is what we just described we want to be. She's a supernova.
Mm-hmm.
She is a supernova. And what I want everyone to do before you put this on, go get a box of tissues and prepare yourself. Now, if you're a manly man that can't cry in front of anybody.
Stop cutting onions.
Yeah. Yeah. Go find your excuse while your eyes are watering. And I'll say this too. If you don't cry, go check yourself into a hospital because you're a serial killer. So we'll take a pause for a second so everybody else can go ahead and watch this. Or if you don't, you'll never know there was a pause. Just go watch at some point. Nightbird song, It's Okay. They're all running to her, trying to console this dying star.
Even though she's consoling them.
And that's just it. And it's the whole time they themselves, we've all got our pressures and things pushing on us. And they just want to be close to her. As much as they want to comfort her, it feels good to be in her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in the video. They're just like,
you can just feel it in the video.
Yeah, it's like, thank you.
That natural, people just like gravitate towards the.
Yeah, well, don't we all? She was given a 2% chance to live, and she's excited about that prospect. And here, the vast majority of us sit in a place where we don't even have a threat other than the little bit of pressure we feel in life. We can't find a reason.
We melt down.
We can't find a reason to smile and be thankful and grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. You're letting the ugliness inside of you win.
Hmm. Especially, I think, you know, maybe an important message of this too is in this season of, you know, the reason of the season being the birth of that is the salvation to, or that who is the salvation to us. Maybe this time is also to remember, you know, where it is that we draw that inspiration from and why it is we do what we do.
The world needs hope, and Christ came to give that hope. And what we need to remember and realize as believers is that that hope lives on in us. If we let it shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you just see right there, I mean, that lady, That lady had every reason not to have any hope, and she was just spilling it out everywhere.
In a sloppy way, right? And it was so beautiful.
And even people who, once again, I don't obviously know these people personally, but I wouldn't expect them to necessarily be believers, per se. The judge panel there, as a first and foremost onset of their lives, I don't think that's the first thing is their belief in God. And all of them came away saying, my God, that really touched me.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
I mean, it's so beautiful. I don't care who you are. You can't deny it. You can't ignore it. And you
want to be part of it.
Yeah, you want to be around it. It makes you question, you know, what you thought you knew. Yeah.
You know, I kind of wonder, and this is for me too in this, but why does it take something like that for us to remember what that hope is? And I'm the same. I get in the same little, like you just said, where you're grumpy and you got every reason to be happy and you're not happy. And here's somebody who has every reason not to be happy and they are. Just be happy.
There are some Christians that need to remember that. We should be the most beautiful dying stars the world sees. And we leave the world wanting many times.
Hmm. And isn't the saying, it's much more blessed to give than to receive?
Yes, sir. It's that whole Beauty and the Beast thing, you know, the fairy tale. You know, we all want to be the pretty part of that story, but unfortunately, we're the beast.
We are. My goodness. Yep.
But be what's pretty. Be that supernova, a dying star, and that others may not. And it's not about you. It's about pointing people to the light that shines within us, and that is Christ.
And may you in this season give the gift of beauty rather than the gift of ugliness.
Absolutely. Good grief, right?
That's right. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please share the word.
Good grief. It's Blindly Obvious, baby.